Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, you health renaissance people. Yes, that's right. This is Dr. Bergman talking to you from the dark ages. Yes, now we're talking about postural or static tachycardia syndrome, POTS for short. No, you people that have been to college, we're not talking about rolling and smoking a doobie. This is one of the most bizarre conditions, and when I say bizarre conditions, we get more questions about this condition. So, I mean, we're talking affects up to 3 million people in America. So you're looking at 1% of the population. Now, we're going to go over what the medical community is standardly aware of. Okay, and we're talking about the National Institute of Health. And then we're going to go over what's actually happening inside of the body. And the solutions to POTS are ridiculously simple. Postural or orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. Okay, postural means that you change your body's position. Orthostatic means you're literally getting influences through that nervous system. Tachycardia means the heart rate is increasing. Syndrome, they haven't a clue. So according, this is the definition from the National Institute of Health, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome is one of a group of disorders that have orthostatic intolerance as their primary symptom. Orthostatic intolerance describes a condition in which an excessively reduced volume of blood returns to the heart after an individual stands up from a lying down position. End of quote. So, what are the symptoms? Lightheadedness, fatigue, sweating, tremor, anxiety, heart palpitations, exercise intolerance, sleep disorder, headache, hyperventilation, shortness of breath, dizziness. Okay, now, I want you to remember those. And we're going to have these on our health talk tonight. But those symptoms are going to be the exact same for a number of different drugs, a number of different chemicals, all causing the problem. So think of this. And this is according to National Institute of Health. Most of these symptoms are relieved by lying down. So when you go from laying down to standing up, your heart literally has to increase its rhythm in order to keep oxygen going to the brain. But let's go through again, okay, because I don't want to, you know, give away the solution before you totally understand the ignorance of the problem. Now, again, according to the National Institute of Health, quote, anyone at any age can develop POTS, but the majority of individuals are affected. In fact, between 75 and 80% are women between the ages of 15 and 50. Someone report an increase episode right before their menstrual periods. It often begins after a pregnancy, surgery, trauma, or viral illness, end of quote. Now, you're talking millions around the world, but up to 3 million Americans have it. Now, according to the National Institute of Health, and this is the epitome of ignorance, doctors aren't sure what causes the reduced return of blood to the heart that occurs in orthostatic insufficiency, or why the heart begins to beat so rapidly in POTS. Current thinking is that there is a number of mechanisms. Some individuals have peripheral denervation or neuropathic. Some have symptoms due to sustained or paroxysmal overactivity of the sympathetic nervous system. And some individuals have significant deconditioning. Okay, end of quote. So when we look at this, doctors aren't sure, but they know it involves the nervous system, involves something with the autonomic system, and deconditioning. So now, again, now remember, doctors don't know what causes it. You go from laying down to standing up, and you get dizzy because there's not enough oxygen going to the brain. The heart rapidly tries to increase its rate, okay, rapidly in this, but you still get dizzy. So there's not enough blood flowing to the brain. Now, here's again the National Institute of Health. Therapies for POTS are targeted at relieving the low blood volume or regulating circulatory problems that could be causing the disorder. Quote, no single treatment has been found to be effective for all. A number of drugs seem to be effective in the short term. Whether they are helping in the long term is uncertain. Okay, honest to goodness, end of quote. This is like, really? Okay, so they're talking about a low blood volume and using a drug to treat low blood volume. Now, again, here's from the National Institute of Health. Yes, you got that right. That bears repeating, okay? You've got a low blood volume, and they're trying to give you a drug to fix the low blood volume. Here's a quote from the National Institute of Health that just said that ridiculously insane thing. Quote, simple interventions such as adding salt to the diet and attention to adequate fluid intake are often effective. Drinking 16 ounces of water before getting up can also help raise blood pressure. And there is some evidence that an exercise program can gradually improve orthostatic intolerance. End of quote. Okay, so drugs might be effective at relieving low blood volume, or drinking water can be effective in low blood volume. Okay. So let's look at the pathogenesis. So we have impaired innervation of the veins or the response to the sympathetic stimulus that plays a key role. Now, again, when you look at this, and this is a postgraduate medical journal, there is a sympathetic cardiac activity without vasoconstriction inducing a fall in central venous pressure. So it has to do with, see, when you have autonomic regulation of your blood pressure, imagine all your arteries has hoses, and if you constrict or close off part of the end of the hose, what happens to the pressure inside? It increases. So if you're trying to get that water to squirt further or to develop higher pressure, you close off the opening. So the same volume goes through a less of an opening, and that elevates pressure. It's called vasoconstriction. Now here's another quote out of the Postgraduate Medical Journal. Partial dysautonomia can be caused by various stresses and has an immune-mediated pathogenesis. The partial dysautonomia can also affect adolescents. Symptoms initially worsen when the patient reaches 16 years of age and then gradually fade away. This is thought to be due to an autonomic imbalance. Now, in English, what this means is there's a dysfunction of the autonomic regulation of how the brain views the environment. See, when you're laying down, your heart is pumping away because the head is level with the body. When you go to stand up, that heart has to increase its rate, rhythm, in order to get oxygen up to the brain. And if it does, then great. Now, here's some more things, and they talk about some cases, there's a hyperadrenergic state leading to impaired increase norepinephrine. What that means is they're also saying that adrenal fatigue is a cause. So chronic stress, low blood volume are all causing POTS. And then they're talking about serotonin production and regulation. And so when we look at this, now, serotonin production and regulation, that's coming from the gut. Now, serotonin does a lot more than just help with anxiety. Serotonin actually increases nerve communication and stimulation of the standing vasoconstriction reflex. See, when you go from laying down or sitting to standing, the blood vessels constrict in order to raise the pressure. And also, too, the heart rate increases. Now, there's certain drugs that can negatively affect oxygen to the brain. Or when you go from sitting to standing, they can induce POTS, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And what are they? ACE inhibitors, okay? Now, beta blockers, calcium channel blockers, diuretics. Now, these are all blood pressure drugs and drugs used for heart function. Tricyclic antidepressants, okay, phenothiazines, okay, all of these things, they're they literally can induce POTS. Now, here's a quote from the Postgraduate Medical Journal. Quote, any such drug should be stopped first. Once the diagnosis is confirmed, aggravating factors such as dehydration, extreme heat, and excessive alcohol consumption should be avoided. End of quote. Well, gosh, that makes sense. So if you're developing POTS, instead of treating it with a drug, you should find out if the drugs are causing it. Gee, wisdom. Okay, so now remember those effects of POTS? I want you to look at the effects of ACE inhibitors. Now, this is a blood pressure drug. Now, listen to these effects. Effect one, feeling like you might pass out. Honest to goodness, that's the number one side effect of a blood pressure drug, feeling like you might pass out. There we got POTS. Swelling and rapid weight gain, a tired feeling, muscle weakness, heartbeat pounding, uneven heart rates. Okay, that makes sense. Now let's look at the side effect of beta blockers. Effect one, feeling lightheaded and fainting, shortness of breath. Okay, depression, anxiety, sleep problems. What's the effect of calcium channel blockers? Again, feeling like you might pass out. Okay, swelling in your hands and feet, headaches, tired feeling, flushing warm. What's the effect of diuretics? Again, top one, feeling like you might pass out. Okay, headaches, trouble concentrating, trouble with memory, fever, sore throat, ringing in your ears. And so when you look at this, and this is one of the most frustrating aspects of my job, is that when people come in, they're coming from the most ignorant medical system the world has ever seen. For emergency, we're the best in the world. When it comes to health, this is mind-blowing. They're told that everyone should have the same blood pressure, that blood pressure drugs actually, that high blood pressure is the silent killer, which it's not. High blood pressure is an adaptation to a stressful environment. Now, what's interesting with the blood pressure issue, I'm talking to patients and I say, okay, you're taking a drug that slows down the pump. You're slowing down pressure. Does that help oxygen in the brain or slow it down? Do you know what about a third of the people say? They say, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Hey, look, listen to this. Let's just do common sense. If you're taking a drug and it's slowing blood pressure down to your brain, that's probably not good. Okay, so the body's going to adapt to that low blood pressure or the toxic blood pressure by elevating heart rate and rhythm to get that blood pressure back up. Now, let's look at tricyclic antidepressants. This is the most popular drug prescribed out there. Okay, we're looking at cardiovascular, central nervous system. Okay, so when we look at a central nervous system and cardiovascular effects, what are some of the effects? Disturbed concentration, restless night, nightmares, drowsiness, fatigue, weakness, headaches. Then we're looking at anticholinergic effects of the tricyclic antidepressants. So we're talking urinary retention, dry mouth, skin rash, gastrointestinal, endocrine. So these antidepressants have a huge effect on the body. So let's review it. First off, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. It occurs before menstrual cycle or after pregnancies. It can be caused by surgery, trauma, or viral illness. We know that it's an overactive of the autonomic nervous system, specifically the sympathetic nervous system. The autonomic nervous system is out of balance. We know that there's an association with lack of proper nerve supply, a weakened immune system, a sedentary lifestyle will cause it, lack of appropriate salt and water intake will cause it, a chronically stressed state will cause it, serotonin production, and several medications. So let's look at the solution to POTS right now. First, let's respect the body. The stress response, you have multiple stages. So under physical, chemical, or emotional stress, the amygdala gets it, and this is what perceives danger. Instantly, it sends a signal to the hypothalamus. Now, the hypothalamus is the command center of the body. This activates that automatic nervous system, the fight or flight response. Now, the fight or flight response, or the sympathetic, keeps you alive under stress. When you're under stress, it tells the heart rate to increase the heart rate and rhythm. It tells the liver to break down glycogen to glucose. It shuts blood supply down to the gut, all to keep oxygen to the brain so that you can run away. Now, where does that blood and oxygen come from? See, if you're running away, you want blood going from, you want blood going to the arms and legs so that you can run away from danger. Well, where does that blood come from? It comes from the organ systems. See, under normal autonomic control, you need these systems balanced. You need the fight or flight balanced with the rest, digest, and repair. You need the sympathetic balanced with the parasympathetic. Now, the parasympathetic is rest, digest, and repair. This is what generates tissue. What breaks down food and nutrients, okay? And during rest, that's when the body regenerates itself. Under sympathetic, under danger circumstances, that's when the body runs away. It draws blood and energy from the organ systems, puts it in the arms and legs to run away. So the imbalance of this. Now, under the next stage of stress, the adrenal glands start working. So, and this is the normal stress, and we're looking at physical, chemical, and emotional stressors are all going to have the same response. Now, what does the adrenal glands do? They increase the heart rate and rhythm. They increase pulse, increase blood pressure. Now, there's no on-off switch for adrenaline. Adrenaline keeps circulating in the system until it's used up. It remains active. Now, the second stage of the stress response is the HPA axis. It's called hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis. And what's interesting, the hypothalamus is aware of the environment. It sends a message to the pituitary, and the pituitary is either going to activate the thyroid under a non-stress response or activate the adrenals under a stress response. So the pituitary and adrenals work hand in hand to regulate function. So look at this. With physical, chemical, and emotional stress loads, all are going to affect this. Now, the most important hormone, they're all important, but I got to tell you, cortisol is a massive anti-inflammatory, and the effects of cortisol are amazing, and it is a stress hormone. But stress keeps you alive. But long-term stress, long-term elevated cortisol, increases blood sugar levels, so you can be misdiagnosed with type 2 diabetes. It decreases protein synthesis, so your tissue begins to break down. It leads to muscle wasting, can lead to osteoporosis, interferes with skin regeneration, causes lymph problems. All of these from long-term elevated cortisol levels. When we compare the symptoms of adrenal fatigue and the symptoms of POTS, you'd be amazed. What's adrenal fatigue? Vertigo, dizziness, weakness, fatigue, heart palpitations, low blood pressure. Ah, so now we're getting it. So what's the absolute solution to postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome? First step, avoid toxins. Avoid things that are going to negatively affect the autonomic nervous system. And what are those? Avoid vaccinations. That is a massively neurotoxic product. And if you haven't already watched the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D. One of the things with vaccines is the doctors are saying, yes, they're safe and effective. And it's been proven that they do not cause autism. And that was proven by the CDC. They proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that the vaccines do not cause autism. However, the lead author, one of the lead scientists of that study, Dr. William Thompson, came forward a couple of years ago and said, look, we lied. We manipulated the data. And the study that proved that vaccines didn't cause autism actually do. And Congress hasn't done anything about it. The CDC actually was caught lying. The doctors for the last 10 years have been working on false data. So realize that vaccines have been proven to cause autism along with a number of different diseases. They're neurotoxic. So when we're getting over a dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system, and that's what POTS is. It's from a low volume of blood, so it's going to be from dehydration or toxicity or an autonomic dysfunction. Okay, so we have to look at the body as intelligent. Now, what are the other things? Antibiotics can cause this. Why? Because they're toxic to the system. Medications can cause this. Environmental toxins. GMO foods can destroy the normal gut flora, nutritional deficiencies, and chronic stress. So when we put up the five keys to healing, how we talk about the proper nerve supply, regular exercise, proper nutrition, sufficient rest, prayer, and meditation, let's look at this. First, proper nerve supply. Did you know the Journal of Manipulative and Physiologic Therapeutics talk about, well, here's the quote. I'll read the quote verbatim. Recent neuroscience research supports a neurophysiologic rationale for the concept of aberrant stimulation of the spinal or paraspinal structures may lead to segmental organized reflex response of the autonomic nervous system, which in turn may alter visceral function. End of quote. Okay, let me translate that. Okay, that means that if you have a subluxation or pressure on the nerve and you release that pressure, okay, you can alter the autonomic nervous system. And that controls heart rate. It controls blood pressure. It controls everything. Now, what's the other solution to POTS? Regular exercise. Honest to goodness. All you got to do is move your body a half hour a day. You don't have to adjust a whole bunch of people, but exercise as little as a half hour a day. Now, what does exercise or movement actually do? Well, it improves blood circulation. It stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system. And this is just with deep breathing, because if you're exercising up to an area where you're going to be deep breathing, it alters the autonomic function. The deep breathing actually acts as a pump to massage your internal organs. It helps eliminate waste products. This is a brilliant one. Journal of the American College of Cardiology, when they were talking about exercise and postural tachycardia syndrome, quote, exercise training increased cardiac size and mass, expanded blood volume, and thus improved or even cured POTS. End of quote. So think of that. We go from nobody knows what causes it to taking a drug to treat it to the American Journal of Cardiology saying exercise can cure it. And so what else can you do? Proper water intake. Even the National Institute of Health says drink 16 ounces of water, and that might help with it. Well, what you need is 50% of your body weight in ounces. So a 200-pound person needs at least 100 ounces of water a day. On average, if it's hot, you're going to need more. So make sure you get healthy water. The water's got to be filtered. That means no fluoride, no chemicals. Avoid plastic water bottles. Okay, drink only out of glass, because the plastic can also, it's loaded with endocrine disruptors. And you have to have a healthy salt intake. Figure the most standard salt, the table salt. It's an industrial byproduct, okay? Typically, table salt is manufactured by taking natural salt, such as like crude oil flake leftovers, and heating it to 1,200 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, that's extremely complex process where the chemical composition is completely altered and all the nutritional benefits are destroyed. So generic table salt ends up to be about 97.5% sodium chloride and the rest just different chemicals. Now, real salt, okay, and I mean real salt, like Celtic sea salt, is up to 60% trace minerals. Okay, when you look at the electrolytes, magnesium and Celtic sea salt, vital for adrenal function, immune system, thyroid function. And what about Himalayan salt? Himalayan salt, you're looking at 84 different elements. Okay, 84 different elements found in your body. We're talking all of these are minerals. The benefits of Celtic sea salt, it alkalinizes the body, it eliminates muscle buildup, builds the immunity. And then we've got vitamin D. Vitamin D helps produce serotonin in the brain. And what was one of the causes of POTS? Lack of serotonin production. So we need healthy omega-3s. We need, here's one, American Heart Association. Vitamin D and POTS. Listen to this quote. Quote, our research results demonstrated that postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome patients have a higher rate of vitamin D3 deficiency. They found out, and so vitamin D is deficiency is linked to digestive disorders, osteoporosis, depression, neurodevelopmental disorders. So get your vitamin D. UVB exposure from the sun is the best. 20 minutes of sun exposure midday is ideal during the summertime. However, most of the country, most of our world, in fact, in the wintertime doesn't get enough sunlight. So supplement with vitamin D3, at least 3,000 inner units for every, 100 pounds of person. Now, vitamin D3 works intimately with K2, and K2 is from vitamin K2, fermented foods, certain cheeses, grass-fed animal products such as butter and grass-fed dairy that's not pasteurized, not homogenized. We're talking raw, healthy dairy. Magnesium is one of the most important supplements that you can use. Foods with magnesium, like dark green leafy vegetables, mackerel, beans and lentils, avocados, bananas, all of these things are loaded with magnesium. Then optimize your gut flora. Get healthy probiotics. Get raw dairy. Reduce your omega-6. Increase your omega-3s. You need a healthy gut flora. You need fermented foods. There's an interesting, great study out of Journal of Pediatrics that shows that POTS can be corrected by getting healthy amounts of vitamin B12. And where does that come from? We're talking sardines, wild-caught salmon, cottage cheese, raw milk, grass-fed beef. So B12 is actually phenomenal. If you're a vegan, you can get B12 or B vitamins from brewer's yeast. So that's ideal. But you also need intrinsic factor from the stomach secreted in order to utilize B12. So ultimately, you need proper nerve supply, regular exercise, proper nutrition, sufficient rest, and prayer and meditation. Correct this. But realize that your body's intelligent. If you have a doctor out there that hasn't a clue, I mean, you go from laying down to standing up and you're dizzy and your heart races, let's treat the body with respect and intelligence and realize that it's probably from your low blood volume or a dysfunction of the autonomic nervous system. It's not drug deficiency. Respect your body. Find a healthcare professional. Understand how it works, not the standard symptom drug guy. Now, that's going to be tonight, postural orthostatic tachycardia syndrome. And we'll have this up in a couple of weeks. And next week, we're going to talk about lupus, cause and solution. Ultimately, your body is made in the image and likeness of God. It's intelligent. Respect it. Respect the symptoms. If you have a red light flashing on your dashboard, it's not red light therapy that we need. It's not red light syndrome. It's probably check the friggin' engine. Okay, respect your body. Your body only does things that's intelligent. That means tumor growth is intelligent. That means bone loss is intelligent. Respect your body. This is Dr. John Bergman, your advocate for health. This is the part of the Renaissance. We're leaving the dark ages, baby. God bless you.